Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
The demolition is done. Northridge Mall in Milwaukee is finally gone. City leaders gathered at the site today to celebrate the completion of the demolition. This is a milestone in the city's ongoing efforts to transform Granville Station. Northridge Mall, think about this. It closed back in 2002. It's been a long time. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson today talking about the years since then up until today.
For the vast majority of that time, it's been a blight. It's been a danger. You know, people have died there, fires set in there. I mean, you all know the stories. But to finally get to the point where that structure is taken down and we've got a new foundation on which to build to move this community forward, it's very fulfilling to me after having worked on this issue for so many years.
Now that the site is clear, future redevelopment can begin, and I bet a bunch of you are thinking, okay, what are they going to put on that land, right? Well, there is no plan yet for what might be built on the land next. Mayor Johnson says the city wants to listen and learn from community members and builders right now. They basically want to figure out what would be successful on that land and add vibrancy to the northwest side of the city.
Number two, Jamaica recovering after getting slammed by Hurricane Melissa. The storm barreling through the western part of the island, rain falling throughout the island. It's a Category 5 storm. Officials saying currently about 77% of the island is without power. Dr. Dana Morris Dixon, Jamaica's education minister, telling reporters the Jamaican government has issued an all clear so that rescue crews can start building.
Our goal is to bring back up Kingston. Kingston has a million citizens, and so it is important that we get Kingston back up. It was not badly damaged, and we are grateful to God for that. And where there has not been much damage, we will bring those areas back.
It's still a massive tourist destination, right? So the fact that there is a limited damage appears to be a sign of good things. There was some damage, though. Schools, hospitals, there's plenty to recoup and recover and rebuild. Currently, Melissa, an extremely dangerous Category 3 hurricane as it closes in on Cuba, according to the National Hurricane Center.
The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates later today. ABC's Alexis Christophorus explains how a rate cut will impact everyday Americans like you and me.
One interest rate cut now won't make a big change, but over the course of months, it could really start to impact consumers. So what we could see is borrowing costs will go down a little bit for consumers and also for businesses. So you're looking at things like mortgage rates, which, by the way, are now at their lowest level in about a year.
Okay, so looking at the clock here, the Fed decision comes out at 1 o'clock today. The CEO of Annex Wealth Management will join us at 1:45 to discuss the decision. We'll also chat about the current state of the markets.
Now at noon, sponsored by Flanners Home Entertainment. Check them out online at flanners.com. Sound advice at the best price. For Flanners, just press play.